June 9th, 1922. Jesus wants the rest in the soul. Everything in him is merciful love. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus would come very often, and sometimes he would lean his head upon mine, telling me, "My daughter, I need rest." The uncreated intelligence wants to rest in the created intelligence. But in order to find true rest, I should find in your intelligence all the glory and the contentment that all other intelligences should give me. Therefore, my will wants to expand your capacity to be able to find this rest. No, I am not content if my will does not place in you everything that others should give me. So he seemed to breathe over my intelligence, and it remained as though chained by many threads of light for as many created minds as came out of the hands of our Creator. And each thread of light said, "Glory, gratitude, honor to my God, thrice holy." And Jesus said, "Ah, yes, now I can rest. I find the requital of the intelligence of creation. The created mind is fused with the uncreated mind." Afterwards, he leaned his head upon my heart, and it seemed that he could not find complete rest. So he placed his mouth upon my heart and breathed into it. At each breath, my heart became larger. Then he added, "Daughter, I am determined to rest. Therefore, I want to breathe into your heart so much as to place in it all the love which all the rest of creation should give me. My rest cannot be perfect if I do not find the requital of the love that came out of me. Therefore, I want to find in this heart the love that all should give me. My volition will make this prodigy in you, and your heart will have a note for everyone which says to me, 'Love.'" Then he leaned his head upon my heart again and rested. How beautiful it was to see Jesus resting. Then he would disappear and come back. And now he wanted to rest on my hands, now on my shoulder. It seemed that he wanted to see whether my whole person was fit to let him rest. Afterwards, he told me, "My beloved, how much love I feel toward you. All the love that I should give to others, and that they refuse, I centralize in you. In you I hear the echo of my created word. Let us make man in our image and likeness. And I see the fulfillment of it. Ah, our will alone will make man return to his first origin. Our will will cast all the divine impressions into the human will, and overwhelming one will within the other, it will carry him on its wings into the arms of his Creator. Not ugly, as sin rendered him, but pure and beautiful and similar to his Creator. Therefore, I want you to receive all the impressions of my love into yours, so that heaven and earth may recognize nothing but divine will alone acting in you, by which they will feel as though overwhelmed. And all will receive the good of the divine operating in the creature. Therefore, be ready in everything and be faithful to me." After this, he came back again, but all afflicted. And he told me, I feel sad when they think that I am severe and that I make more use of justice than of mercy. They act with me as if I were to strike them at each circumstance. Oh, how dishonored I feel by these ones. In fact, this leads them to remain at due distance from me. And one who is distant cannot receive all the fusion of my love. And while they are the ones who do not love me, they think that I am severe and almost a being that strikes fear. While, by just taking a look at my life, they can but notice that I did only one act of justice, when, in order to defend the house of my father, I took the robes and snapped them to the right and to the left, to drive out the profaners. Everything else, then, was all mercy. Mercy, my conception, my birth, my words, my works, my steps, the blood I shed, my pains. Everything in me was merciful love. Yet they fear me, while they should fear themselves more than me.